I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. It's a start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot. Colony, he's in his spot as well, about to give you and serve to you wonderful updates throughout the day. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's excellent. How are you?
Great. Welcome in our friend Luke. Luke is here from Penn State. He's shadowing, checking out what to do,
not understanding
the road he's about to go down in life by trying to get into radio.
I remember another young man about 20 years ago or so who thought that seemed like a good idea, going from Penn State into radio, and well, look, here I am.
I remember a young man who got an internship, and part of that internship was with the Fan Morning Show for a couple weeks, and Pedro Alvarez hit a baseball into a boat.
Yes.
So that happened. And a man called up and said, I've got the ball. I'm holding the Pirates ransom. I'm not telling you exactly how much money I want for it, but if you want to come talk to me, you can come find me in Wilkinsburg. So we sent a young man who was our intern at the time
to
Wilkinsburg. Go to Wilkinsburg knocking on some doors. It's 5:45 in the morning, and that just so happened to be producer Matt. Banging on doors.
And look at him now.
Look at him now. You remember that, producer Matt?
It all comes full circle, doesn't it?
Did you ever find the baseball in Wilkinsburg?
Nope.
Yes.
Knocked on three different houses.
Uh-huh.
Nobody answered.
There was that. I remember that. So, good. Hello to our friend Luke, who's going to shadow today. Good getting up early.
Godspeed, young man.
Yeah, at a way. All right. I got something that I noticed today. You notice this on SportsCenter sometimes. You know, it's particularly, I think, an ESPN thing more than anything else.
Okay.
I call it the mouth fuzzies. And I feel like it's one of these things. Did you ever do something in life where when you draw attention to something, it's actually worse than if you would just let it go?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you just let the initial act go, it's not that big of a thing. But then when you draw attention to it, it becomes a much bigger thing.
It's like doubling down on it inadvertently.
Yes. And those are the mouth fuzzies for me. And by mouth fuzzies, I mean this. You'll see every once in a while in a baseball game, and it's become a nightly occurrence because I guess the umpiring's so bad, or at least the people think the umpiring's so bad. Someone gets thrown out of a game, right?
Right.
It happens in the NBA too, but especially in baseball. They get thrown out of a game. The camera is on the person that got thrown out of the game, okay? And they drop an F-bomb or a bad word or whatever.
Right.
And they do the squiggly mouth fuzzies over their mouth.
I got you. Mouth fuzzies, yeah.
The mouth fuzzies. So you absolutely know, because apparently ESPN has hired a lip reader to look at their mouth and know that it's a swear word. You absolutely, at that point, know. There's no indictment or guessing anymore. You know that that person used bad words.
They said bad words, yep.
Whereas in the past, before mouth fuzzies went in, if you just read their lips, you would take away with, I think that's what that guy said.
Is he calling him a fudgesicle?
Right.
I'm not quite sure, but .
So now we've taken the step of putting the mouth fuzzies in to where we assume everybody's a good lip reader. But there, I wonder if there's ever been cases where someone has been, by ESPN standards, given the mouth fuzzies where they really didn't swear, and it now puts them in a position where, like, why did you put the mouth fuzzies on me?
I didn't say anything bad.
Right. You maybe thought that's what you read from my lips, but that's not what I said. Why is that the case? I think we're going down a dangerous road. Just don't put them on the camera. Follow me?
Yeah. I'm...
And is lip reading, if you're just watching,
right?
Is that really, are you going to get so jammed up by the FCC by lip reading?
Well, no, because it's not. It's not being broadcast, technically. I mean, you're not broadcasting what was said.
This is...
So there's no FCC thing there.
Right. Mouth fuzzies are the height of we're just in a world where everybody's offended. You're just so offended. You can't. It's not that you can't swear. It's that you can't even mouth what might be a swear word or show it on television anymore.
Well, certain entities seem to be very, very concerned with what people think of them. And I think, you know.
How about NBC?
They get obsessed with it.
How about NBC? Whenever they show the Stanley Cup and they're passing it around and people are just, it's just swear words flying. Yes. Flying around. But watch SportsCenter. Every night there's at least one case of the mouth fuzzies.
Really?
Uh-huh. I just saw it with a Tampa batter.
Okay.
And MLB.com does it too. Both entities.
Hmm. Now, I want to say from like the league-sponsored network, I get it a little bit more maybe. Because, like, these are the highlights that end up online and all that. I don't know. I'm trying to make an excuse. There's no excuse. If you can't hear what they're saying, then I don't know why you need to blur their mouth.
Yes. And now, the mouth fuzzy is a cousin, or I think. I don't know if it's a brother, but it's at least a cousin of the squiggly middle finger thing.
Yes.
That is the hiding of the middle finger thing whenever somebody gives the middle finger and you just get that sort of
pixelated blob.
Yeah, that looks like what's that? There's a game that kids play that are like those pixelated blob kind of guys.
Oh,
Minecraft.
They put
like Minecraft blocks over your middle finger.
Yes.
But you don't what do you think the guy's doing? You know? So I find watching television interesting.
Yeah, I don't The mouth fuzzy thing is more discouraging to me than the Minecraft hand.
Minecraft hand.
Minecraft hand. Okay, I get it. You don't want kids to see somebody flipping the bird on TV. All right, I'm with you. But the mouth fuzzy thing, I don't.
Yeah, it's lost on me. All right, producer Matt, real quick. So September 3rd, you're starting your show, right?
Yes.
Your 40-minute show.
Right.
Which, with a bunch of spots, turns out to be like 7 minutes long because there's hardly any commercials on our show. So you're starting that on September 3rd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you formulated a plan? You're pretty excited about this. What's going to happen?
I'm excited for it. I haven't formulated a specific plan, but I was searching through some songs that I could have as like rejoin beds yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I figured that's the place to start.
No. Okay. No, it's not. Pay attention to the meat of it, not necessarily the topics.
Obviously. I'm just saying that's something that I can just get out of the way.
What songs are you thinking?
I had like 4 or 5 of them. I have to go back and check my list.
Like he doesn't know.
I don't want to give them away.
Don't want to blow the surprise. Yeah. All right.
Are you comfortable in these songs? Like, are you comfortable that it's going to hit? Now, what about your energy level at 5 in the morning? Are you comfortable? You got to have a high energy level.
I know. I've thought about that a lot.
Are these like pump-up songs? Like, all right, we're ready to go. Here comes producer Matt, the early show.
Yes.
Or is it more like, hey, it's 5 a.m., I get it, we're going to chill, and then I'll come in and tell you what I think.
I don't know. Should I have more of a mix, or should I go more exciting? I'm thinking more exciting.
I think that it's going to be tough, and I think that what you should do is... It's going to be tough to carry a kind of a high energy level at that time in the morning.
Yeah.
How about that? Does that work for you?
It's funny. It didn't make the list.
No?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I thought you were going to play Renegade.
No. Why would I play Renegade?
I thought that's what you were searching for.
No. How about this?
Okay.
Another Buffalo theme. You do it?
Yeah.
That might be too. Buffalo soldier. That might be too laid back. Yeah. I don't think you can do that.
No. Wake people up with that.
I do think one of the keys is to have it high energy at that time of the morning. I'm not saying you have an energy problem. I'm saying that what you have to do, though, is get people. You only have 40 minutes. Yeah. Step on the gas.
You
got to
hit
really
it hard. Hit it hard.
Is that what's your advice, Chris?
That you got to come in with, that's exactly it. You got to come in with a little bit of energy. You got to come in fired up. You got to just.
Do it?
What if every day at 5 o'clock the show started with this?
That might not be the worst idea. I'll be
honestly,
honest with you.
Throughout the Steelers season?
No, just throughout life.
throughout. Start everything with Renegade.
That might not be the worst idea. Let's put it out to the listener. Should Matt start his show with Renegade every day?
Every day at 5 o'clock.
Can you because it's going to be every day at 5 o'clock, Chris. We won't be late on that because we control, Matt does.
Yes.
When it switches over, correct?
Yes. So, does that water down Renegade for you if you get to hear it every single day at the same time? Or is it kind of like, oh boy, here we go. Something big's about to happen. I tend to go with the latter. Oh boy, something big's about to happen.
I think you should do, you know what? I think you should do Renegade. Own it. Does anybody else in town do it? Don't do, or Crazy Train. Like something like that. Go hard at it. I mean, get people out of bed early.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for.
Okay. Well, then, and then as soon as the Renegade part hits, where it goes, ah, then producer Matt comes in.
Kickstart my heart. I like that one, too.
I don't.
Okay.
How about instead of a song, how about the sound of the percolator and the coffee machine, the Keurig brewing correctly? Considering that's what people are texting.
The coffee is spilling out on the floor.
Yeah.
It got me pumped. See, here we go. Here's the texts are rolling in now. Got me pumped. Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea. Renegade's perfect. You know, you're going to be the first on the air in the city.
That's right.
I think that was part of making this move. We want to be the first on the air.
Well, they want to try you out, and then they're going to bring somebody real in here.
Well,
right.
Yeah. I'm only on a trial basis.
Then Colony's going to raise a stink, and then...
Here's another text. I listened to Renegade about 8,736 times while waiting 2.5 hours to ride the steel curtain. I officially hate that song. Well, let's do it. You can never water down Renegade, though. I think you do it, Matt. I think you do. You want a secondary Twitter poll a little later?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
I think you should start your show with Renegade. I think it fits. Now, it might be tough on, like, you know, June 11th.
Or coming off a loss to, say, Oakland.
Nobody's gonna be up. Here's the thing, nobody's gonna be up. So
nobody's gonna listen anyway.
No, no. I mean, they're just gonna be there and then a commercial's gonna happen anyway. So I think that you should start it and get people fired up.
All right.
You're looking at the negative. Negative Nancy. You're looking at the negative side of it. You say, oh, man, it's going to be tough coming off. What if they beat the Browns 22-18 on a last-second Boswell field goal or an interception return, and everybody is still buzzing because it was like a night game, and you're the first person they listen to, and they hear Renegade, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I only got 3 hours sleep. This is amazing.
And everybody's flying down the parkway at 95 miles an hour.
Yeah, let's look at the positive every once in a while, Colony.
Negative Nancy.
Right. Let's do it. We don't control his show. Like, we got to back off of that a little.
Yeah. Let him do his thing. Let him spread his wings and fly.
Just trying to help you out.
Fly free, little birdie. Fly free.
Or you could play, like, Amy Lawrence. Just play some clips of Amy Lawrence. I'm in love with Amy.
I'm going to have to stage some people calling in saying how much they love the show.
We'll call and leave you some voicemails about how much we love you.
Yes. That's the best Amy rejoin. When she has spliced in, back to back to back to back, there's like 15 of them. Oh, Amy, this is the best show I ever heard in my life. Amy, I've never called a sports talk show till I heard you, because you're just the greatest. Amy, when you going to Cuba again? Because I'll never turn the radio on that week. You're the best. And then the next call, it comes in. Amy, this is Harold from San Antonio. I didn't even own a radio till I heard about you, and now I listen every day.
I love the one about you're my radio girlfriend.
I know.
Oh, that's just creepy.
Yeah.
Amy, I couldn't even spell radio. Then you came into my life, and I just write the word down again and again and again and again and again.
Amy, I heard they're going to rename the Marconi Awards the Lawrence Awards.
Is this
true?
Amy, you really do look like Cameron Diaz. I love you. I can't even get... You should see what I do with my radio. The rejoins are ridiculous on her show. Ridiculous.
Over the top.
Here we go. That'd be the best idea ever. Love Renegade. Pump me the hell up at 5 a.m. Matt.
We're getting a lot of positive
feedback. I'm not saying we forced
here.
You into anything.
No. It's up completely and totally up to you.
I'm in love with Amy. Can we play that coming back? Can you find that on YouTube?
No.
Okay. All right. Adam Berry joins us at 9 o'clock. And apparently, Santonio Holmes is coming in today at some
All right.
point. So that'll be fun. Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.